Grace and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. Well, this past week, a school here at Christ Lutheran resumed its classes. So it was wonderful to see the students back in our campus, in our school property. I got to greet the students on their first day of school and the teachers on their first work day as well. And I got to share something that really warmed my heart, which was hearing on that first day of school, hearing the students sing loud this song that I taught them last year. The name of the song is I Just Want to Be a Sheep. You might remember that song because at the end of last year, the eighth grade students requested that song as their last day for chapel, and then we did it here for Baccalaureate Sunday. So it was just wonderful just to greet the kids and then just for us to sing and then for them to be energized and sing out loud. And so that is always good. And then we had our first chapel day, and Jennifer and I were so surprised that the students remembered to bring their offering, right? So we just thought, we're probably going to talk about what giving is all about, and so we probably won't pass the plates, but they were ready with their offering envelopes to give. So they did remember. So when I think about high moments within ministry, I think about those just examples of I call it high moments, where we get to see the fruits of our labor, which it doesn't happen very often for some reason. I sometimes wonder whether we as a church, what we do as a church or in the different ministries that we have at church, whether they have any impact on people or whether it has any impact in the community. Do you ever wonder about that? Do you ever feel that maybe you don't see the fruit, so you don't know whether that is impacting people or not? Like I said, in my years of ministry, I don't know why, but we almost never get to see that. But when we see that, when we clearly see God at work in people, when we can see clearly the fruits of our labors, it really warms our hearts, right? We almost bring tears to our eyes just out of gratitude for just God continuing to work through us. So today we're going to talk about the church. Bonnie talked a little bit of the gifts that the church has. We believe that the Holy Spirit is the one who gathers the church. The Holy Spirit is the one that pours these gifts onto the church. And so we as Lutheran believe that it's no accident that we are gathered here this morning, but the Holy Spirit gathers the church at a specific time and place. And what we do here at church does matter. Turning to our gospel reading for today. Up to this point in our gospel, Jesus has had to endure much opposition by the religious leaders. He had taught his disciples some lesson on generosity and on compassion. So they are physically at a place where the world around them claim loyalty to the Roman emperor, who at that time the culture considered as the son of God. There's also a shrine to a Greek god named Pan, and people also claim loyalty to this god, Roman Greek god. And so I imagine Jesus' disciples were still on the fence whether Jesus was the one who the Old Testament talked about, the Messiah, the one who would come and release them from the yoke of oppression. But here Jesus also experiences a high moment in his ministry. Most days, Jesus' disciples seem to not be listening to Jesus or lack understanding. But today we see clearly God is at work in Peter, who, empowered by the Holy Spirit, shares the true identity of Jesus, who is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I imagine that this also must have brought Jesus to tears as well. And then Jesus gives Peter, a couple chapters later, to the whole group of disciples, the keys of the kingdom of heaven. He said to Peter, "Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." In other words, what they do on earth will have a big and lasting impact. What they will do as a group of disciples will matter greatly. This passage in our Lutheran tradition is connected with what we call the office of the keys. Anybody has heard of that term, the office of the keys? Anybody who went through confirmation? Must have. Okay, we'll have to revisit that. We learned, or I learned, at my Luther catechism, confirmation, we went through Luther's catechism. So we came across this, which is based on this scripture reading that we read today. Basically, it's the authority Jesus gave his church to forgive sins. So keys is a symbol of this authority, just like a key opens the gates and grants access. The key of the kingdom of heaven is the gift of forgiveness. It is the means by which us and others receive all the promises of God, right? It is the means by which us and others receive all these promises of God. The promises to continue to be with us today and into the future, to continue to work in us, to make us new, to continue to transform our lives, to continue to redeem us. Every Sunday when we come together, we first confess our sins, and then we hear God's promises, God's forgiveness, which renews us, so that once again we can receive Christ, who we can carry out in the world as we go out each week. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, names other gifts. So besides the gifts of forgiveness, there's also other gifts that Bonnie mentioned. Paul writes, according to the grace given to us, some have the gifts of prophecy, others ministries, others like teaching, exhortation, and all these things, all these gifts come from God. And whenever we share this gift, the kingdom of heaven grows. Whenever we forgive others, the doors of heaven, they open up. As a church, what we do have a big and lasting impact. It not only impacts our today, but impacts our tomorrow. So if you don't remember anything about the sermon today, I just want you to remember just these two lines. As a church, what we do have a big and lasting impact. We may not see it on a regular basis, but it has an impact today, but also into the future, tomorrow. And the good news is that everything depends on God, not on us, but on God, who is the one carrying the church throughout the many gifts that God bestows upon us. God is the only one that carries the church, but also God is the one who also gives the vision and the mission, and even empowers the church for this mission. The Old Testament reading today provides us with this image of the church in the Old Testament. In the book of Isaiah, the message that we read today first is to the people of Israel, God's church, whose vision for the future has been crushed by the exile experience. So in the Old Testament, that's God's people of Israel. And they by now had endured much under the power of the Babylonians. So they're looking at the future, and they seem hopeless. They are hopeless. They feel like there is no coming back from what they just experienced. Well, today we hear words of comfort to God's church in the Old Testament, that God will make her wilderness like Eden, that her desert like the garden of the Lord, that joy and gladness will be found in her, and thanksgiving in the voice of the song. Today, this promise is also to us as well. As well that the promise Jesus made to Peter and then to the church, that even the gates of Hades will not prevail against the church, that God will continue to preserve the church, will continue to even give it its growth. The promise is that God's church will continue to be in power, continue to be renewed, and to be given a future in Christ Jesus, who is the key to God's heart. Amen.